Welcome back to the LifePoint Drivecast. My name is Kyle Connell. I serve as the college and young adult pastor at our Lewis Center campus. You know, this Thursday, we're doing a college night of worship across campus. So all of our campuses, 18 to 25, if you fall in that age range, I hope that you'll join us at our Lewis Center campus at 7 o'clock on Thursday night as we worship the Lord. And as I was thinking about that and just preparing for that night, just obviously got me thinking a lot about worship. And I think in our daily life and our everyday life, there's four steps to worship. Number one, I think we have to stop. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God." And I think that with the busyness of life and the culture that we're in, where we're just going, and sports are everywhere, and we're required to work this and work that, and then, man, sometimes we just don't take the time to just stop and just remember who we are worshiping, who we're thinking about, right? Because this is the God of the universe. Genesis 1:1, in the beginning, God. And then he created everything. And we see this all throughout the entire Bible until we get the final book in Revelation where we spend eternity with him, right? And there's this joy of knowing who God is. And I think we've just lost that in so many ways. And so I think number one, we just have to stop, just acknowledge who God is. And as we stop, that leads to step number two, which is repentance. Because as we draw closer to God, as we engage in his presence, we're going to see the sin in our life. Because God doesn't look on sin. We're going to need to confess that to him. We're going to need to repent of our sins. David said in Psalm 139, he says, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and see if there are any thoughts in me that need to be changed, right? And lead me in the way everlasting." We need to confess our sins. 1 John 1:9. Says that if you confess your sins, he's faithful and just to forgive you of your sins and cleanse you of all unrighteousness. And God desires that we confess our sins, right? And this is a daily thing, this sometimes a minute by minute thing if you're driving on 315 or driving up 270 or 71. I mean, there's confession in our life, and it's a repentance as well, right? That we turn from our wicked ways and we follow after Christ. So if we're going one direction, we turn the other direction, a complete 180. And we live for Jesus. So we stop, and then that leads to repentance, and ultimately repentance leads to reconciliation, right? There's going to be times in our confession and our repentance that we think about things that we've done wrong, ways that we've hurt people or been disrespectful or something like that. And in Matthew chapter 5, verses 23 and 24, it says, "So if you're offering your gift at the altar and there remember that your brother has something against you, leave your gift. First, go and be reconciled to your brother. Then come and offer your gift," right? So there's this importance in this that we need to get things right. Maybe that's with a spouse or with a coworker or a friend. Man, but if you're stopping and just being in God's presence and you recognize sin in your life and you confess that and repent of that, that brings about this reconciliation to make it right. And so I would encourage you to do that. And as you make it right, then that leads us to step number four. And step number four is to worship. Right, and you say, how can a step be the actual response? Well, to me, worship is so much more than just a Sunday morning event. Worship is a lifestyle. Right? Don't get me wrong, Sunday morning is awesome. And we've got some phenomenal campus pastors, and we've got a group of men and women that lead us on Sunday mornings at all of our campuses that are really incredibly gifted. And I think they do it in a way that honors the Lord. And I love their spirit and their heart. And Sunday morning worship is really phenomenal. But it's not just Sunday morning, right? Worship is a lifestyle. It's 24/7, 365 days a year. When you're brushing your teeth, we should be worshiping the Lord. When we're driving down the road, we should be worshiping the Lord. When we're playing an athletic event, when we're watching the Buckeyes, we should be worshiping the Lord, right? And so it's this 24/7 deal. And I think ultimately worship is an overflow of the mind that has stayed on Christ. Let me say that again. Worship is an overflow of the mind that has stayed on Christ. See, when we're thinking about God, when we're focused on who he is, man, then we're going to want to worship him. We're going to want to sing praises to his name. We're going to want to pray and be reminded of who God is. And in John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24, the Bible says this. It says, "But the hour is coming and is now here when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such people to worship him. God is spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth." Listen, we've got to just think about him, worship him in spirit and in truth, right? You see that it's this stopping and thinking about who he is, repenting of our sins, reconciling things so that we can truly be as close to holiness as we can be. And holiness is something that we strive for. We're never going to reach holiness until we're in heaven with the perfect Savior. But as we strive for that, right, it's Matthew 6:33 that we seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to him as well. So that's my prayer for us today, that we would just stop and just think about who God is, that we would repent and reconcile and then truly worship him every day of our lives. So can I pray for us to that end? Father, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, who died that we might have eternal life. And Lord, we worship him today. Father, we stop and just remember the glory of who you are, Lord, the way that you have created us in your inmost being, Father, that you know the number of hairs on our head, the lack thereof, God, that you value us, that we are created in your image. Father, we're so thankful for that. And Father, I pray that as we continue just to go through life, even just today, this morning, Lord, that we would just stop and remember how good you are, how gracious you've been. And Lord, that we would come to a place in our lives where we need to confess, Lord, and then we need to repent, and knowing, Lord, that when we confess our sins, you'll forgive us. You're faithful, Lord, to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us of all our unrighteousness. And Lord, as we confess our sin, may we get things right, reconcile that with others. And then, Lord, may we worship you. And may we worship you as we're driving down the road. May we worship you, Father, as we're watching TV, or Father, as we're spending time at work. Lord, may we just honor you and give you the glory and the praise that you deserve. Thank you, Father, for your Son, Jesus. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name I pray. I just pray that as you'll take some time this morning just to stop and remember who God is, and if that leads you to a place of repentance and reconciliation, then you can worship him. And that's my prayer, that we would worship him every day, that worship would truly be an overflow of a mind that has stayed on Christ.